Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it is on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, or youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. We're the party people. With the party people party on YouTube.
Indeed.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for being a part of the day. Oregon survives another one. 37-34 over Boise State down in Autzen Stadium. And it was a game that similar and different in the ugliness and the uneasiness that fans left Autzen Stadium with on Saturday night than to week one against the Idaho Vandals, where it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds and a lot of what-ifs that Oregon fans are looking back on that game against Boise State saying, you know, if it goes, if you do the X, Y, and Z, a game looks totally different. But the reality of it is right now with Oregon, they're not doing those things that no. to pull away, to separate, or to play those clean games where these impressive wins that people are expecting will happen. Right now, I said it. They're flirting with disaster, but finding success.
Yeah, it's always better to learn and wins.
Yeah,
but the F around and find out index is spiking, and we said this on Friday. Do they have to cover? No, but it was more of the style of that they handle the game with, and they did not handle the game. No. The game handled them.
Yeah,
for 58 minutes.
You had. Well, I thought the second half, the offense played far better. But again, there was the self-inflicted wounds that made you step back and go, whoa.
Outside of the final drive where they marched down to kick the field goal, did it feel like they ever had both hands on the wheel?
Yes, right before the fumble of Patrick Herbert.
But that's what I mean. Like, there was the line of consistent control.
Yeah.
Didn't happen until the final drive.
And this is where it comes down to. I mean, think about how this played out, right? They came out, and it was very apparent early in that game. Will Stein and the Oregon offense wanted to establish a run game. They were running the football, whether it was first down or third and long, right? They were running the football to the chagrin of fans in the stadium. But that was what they were going to try to do, is establish their identity and run the ball. And the level of success that they had in the first half was not great, especially when you look at total yards, because of more breakdowns in protection. Mm-hmm. And Dylan Gabriel gets sacked a few times in that first half. The second half, we saw a change in the execution and the level of execution offensively. You go into the break down 20-14, and there is a lot of unrest and uneasiness, especially with the way that the half ended, right? Where Boise gets a field goal on their final drive of the game to make it 20-14. And you're saying, we're down a touchdown now, and Boise gets the ball back. The middle eight, again, you know, where Oregon has thrived and Dan Lanning has made it a hallmark and something that he put his foot down and said, we're really good in the middle eight all last season. Middle eight, they were not great at to start that first or the last 4 minutes of that first half. They come out in the second half, though. Defense holds. They do a really good job bottling up Genty. And really, that first half, I thought they did a good job bottling up Ashton Genty as well. But you force a punt, and then your offense comes out, and they march down the field, and you get a 59-yard touchdown strike from Dylan Gabriel to Trayshawn Holden.
All on a slant, all because that's where you saw the talent show.
You saw deep shots being taken, but they were running the football far more effectively. Yeah. At that point, right, Oregon now has tied the game up. You miss an extra point, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, Atticus Appington, by the way, is absolutely nails when it comes to extra points. But again, it's like Murphy's Law, right? If it can't go wrong, it will go wrong. So you're sitting there at 20-20. Defense holds a three and out. Okay, your offense comes out. They sputter a little bit. I think a penalty on that drive kind of put them behind the sticks. And then the defense comes back out, and Tez Johnson returns a punt for a touchdown. All of a sudden, you're looking at what was a 6-point deficit at the half. You're up 7 now, and all the momentum is on Oregon's side. And Tez Johnson on that punt return, my goodness, when he got that shoulder pad pulled back, and he caught his balance, it was 2 steps, and he was back to full speed up the sideline.
Do you mean Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week, Tez Johnson?
That's the one. Mm. That's the one. After that, and this is where I thought that's where the momentum was squarely on Oregon's side. Boise looked like they were starting to feel a little bit of that, of the pressure. The crowd was back into it, and they missed a long field goal. You hold them to a long field goal. Oregon got the ball back, and they were moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were moving down the field. And then Patrick Herbert has that fumble, ball gets popped out. And the momentum in what a sudden change does for a defense is crazy. You look at the two longest runs that Ashton Genty had on the night. 31-yarder and then a 70-yarder, his two longest runs. Both of them were on the first play of a drive, and the 70-yarder came immediately after that fumble. Sudden change. And he is so damn good.
He's a legitimate Heisman candidate.
And he's little.
Yeah.
He is a little. I will say he's listed at 5'9". He was not.
5'9", 215, I believe, is what he listed at.
Somebody that is 5'9", in cleats and a helmet.
That's damn near 6 foot tall.
Should be. Yeah, he should be taller than me.
Yeah.
He was not.
No.
He was not. Like, he is small, compact.
He's 5'9" in a helmet.
Dude is chiseled.
Yoked.
His arms and legs are enormous. And he's probably, like, yeah, if he's like 5'7", 205, cram 205 pounds into somebody 5'7", and it's what you get with Ashton Genty.
Little Maurice Jones-Drew.
He is
a little bowling ball.
So explosive, though, too.
He doesn't go down on first hits.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. But right there, the momentum that you had, it was like, oh, okay. But the offense is playing well. Then you have the miss snap. And it's just like every little thing that they are doing, it's all correctable, right? Whether it is that snap where Dylan Gabriel, I don't know how he caught it, but he bounces off his pads. He gets it. He picks up the first down and then gets the ball popped out. Good play by Boise, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that was a good, very good play by Boise to get that ball out. All of these things are correctable, but the way that it was against Idaho was different than the way it was against Boise State. And that's where the concern, and that's where people are starting to mash the panic button with the Oregon Ducks. I will say, and I know Coach Lanning didn't really want to get into it, but the shuffling of the offensive line.
Even if you're sorting out some of the O-line rotation, Dan, as you mentioned, are four different lineups and 11 changes and 57 plays too much? Was that by design? And does this uncertainty give you pause or raise questions about in the offseason, about the spring, about mixing and matching personnel as much as you guys did?
Well, I think if you're mixing and matching today, that's probably a good reason to make sure you mix and match in the spring. But, I mean, how long did it take you to do all that math? Just keep trying. Good. I'm glad you figured it out. We're gonna figure out who the best is. Keep working it.
And they did find success with the matchups on the offensive line. I thought they went Connerly at left tackle, Struther at left guard, Poncho moved over to center, Marcus Harper to right guard, and Johnny Cornelius. They ran for 93 yards in the second half, and that was with that group. They were very effective, and if that is going to be the rotation that we see moving forward, I mean, that group didn't get a whole lot of snaps together in the first half. They went to that in the second half, and they did find more success running the ball. And then also in the pass protection, it did get cleaned up a heck of a lot more because of the fact that you didn't have any sacks in that first half or second half. But I think that you go down to it and you go, 2-0 is better than being 1-1 or, God forbid, 0-2 at this point. We saw how many teams slipped up. You were talking about them earlier, Notre Dame.
The number of teams that slipped up, not just in the top 25, but like the general like top 40 in college football, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was – the cream of the crop is very thin this year.
Yep.
And basically teams – I think the two best teams in the country right now, and we'll talk about these teams later, are probably Ohio State and Texas.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear right now who the two best teams in the country are right now. Oh, I'm sorry, Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia is a yes. menace.
So three. So yep. Three teams in where you're just like, these three teams are clearly better than everyone else.
Yep.
Then it's the sorting of Oregon, Ole Miss, USC, that Tennessee, like that group of teams where you're just like, I don't know, given what week it's going to be, what 4 through 15 looks like.
Yeah.
And I don't – and it's going to take week after week. And I tell you this. Look, Oregon winning and figuring stuff out is better than losing, like you're saying.
Yep.
But if they played anybody in the first 5 weeks this season, they would be in trouble.
Yeah.
That's because they've basically got a month to figure this out. You've got Oregon State this week. We've got the Civil War this week.
I mean, you mess around, you're going to lose that game, yeah. Just like they almost lost the Boise State game. I mean, it's not like anything is given. Then they have a bye, and then they go to UCLA. I mean, mm-hmm. They do have time to get healthy, get right, and I think that that's something that is going to be a major concern for a lot of people is all right, if when they do get healthy up front, Matt Bedford comes back. And Nashad Struther didn't play at all last mm-hmm. week against Idaho. Remember, he had a shoulder injury last year that held him out.
The problem becomes, though, if these guys get healthy and these issues are still here. Cause it's
no
not,
doubt about it.
Because it's not just the offensive line.
No. I think when you look at the fumble in the end zone from mm-hmm. Noah Whittington, where the Big Ten officials, by the way, did not do a very good job of explaining what the reasoning was because they just said the call of an Oregon touchdown has been confirmed. Well, it was Noah Whittington dropped the ball before he got to the goal line and Jaden Lamar, who is his return mate back deep, went stride for stride with him leading the way blocking and he was there just to pick it up. Like the ruling was Noah Whittington fumbled, Lamar scored the touchdown. Mm-hmm. It was considered a 0-yard return by Jaden Lamar for a touchdown. Don't know if I've ever seen that before.
That's interesting. Okay.
Don't know if we'll ever see it again. But he dropped the ball before he crossed the goal line. Mm-hmm. It's little things that are biting them that are very uncharacteristic and things that we haven't seen before. And that overwhelms the fact that Gabriel was efficient again. Mm-hmm. He threw the ball downfield and pushed the ball downfield. He got a deep ball to Evan Stewart. He got a deep ball to Trayshawn Holden.
And he did run. Now, his total yards for the game was negative because he got sacked four times. But he did tuck the ball and go a couple times, which I was like, okay. But we saw the difference between the talent level between Idaho and Boise State is very real. And if Boise State had a quarterback, look, Madsen made a couple plays. But if they had the ability to push the ball at any given time in that game, Boise State wins that game.
Well, I think Oregon's defense played really well. Sped the back end in Brandon Johnson, who he had the interception week one against Idaho. He had a couple tackles for loss in this game where your nickel is coming up and he's playing at and behind the line of scrimmage, but also making plays down the field in the pass game. Kobe Savage had a couple, had a good breakup. Jabbar Muhammad on an out route where I thought Madsen threw a really good ball and Muhammad came over the top. They tried to isolate two different linebackers on the outside with Ashton Jeanty, who's a really good receiving running back. That's where he's going to really make his hay in the NFL, is that he's not just a runner. He's a receiver, too. Mm-hmm. The smoke screen that they tried to throw to him and Bryce Betcher went and blew it up, that was an incredible play because they said, we're going to put Jeanty on the numbers against a linebacker, and he has one guy to beat, and nobody else will touch him. Betcher came up, made a play. I thought the linebackers have played really well. And then the other one was they put Devin Jackson on him. And Devin Jackson, a linebacker, went stride for stride with him down the sideline. And they tried to throw a deep ball to Jeanty on the next time they went down that way. And Madsen, I thought, threw a good ball on that, too.
There were 12, again, to give Oregon credit, there were 12 pass deflections.
They
had some disruption. There's no doubt about it.
They were really stinking good of getting a hand on the ball and breaking it up. But
are you worried, though, about the lack of pass rush?
Boise's worried about Maddox Madsen. Because there were fans that were criticizing his efficiency last week against or 2 weeks ago against Georgia Southern. The lack of pass rush, not against a team like Boise, because you're not worried. It is make Maddox Madsen beat us. We need to worry about where number 2 and number 26. Sire Gaines is a really good running back, too.
He's a spicy little meatball.
Yeah, they got two running backs there that are pretty dang good. So
where did he transfer from?
I have no idea, but I'm not worried about the pass rush necessarily because of stylistically what Boise State does, but he dropped back 40 times in that game and you made him uncomfortable. It's not getting him down in sacks necessarily, but it is the fact that you're making him uncomfortable. And I think that they've done a good job defensively in that regard. Through to this point, and their offense. Look, reality is their offense has put them in some pretty bad situations with those two fumbles and short fields and whatnot.
Vancouver Ford text line. God, it just disappeared on me. Oh, there it is. When are we going to stop calling a loss of Boise State a slip up? Oregon did have some mistakes, but Boise State is legit with the Heisman candidate running back. You were the number 3 team in the country coming into the season.
Well,
expectations are vastly. I do
and
not.
And they haven't
care.
Been hiding behind those expectations either.
And that's the thing. It's like this isn't expectations. This was supposed of what to be a title team.
Yeah. And look, they've been winning with talent. Full stop. The first 2 weeks, that's what they've done.
It is not execution that is doing them wonders.
And that is the thing where you go, you look at it and you go, what is the fatal flaw right now? It's been protection. Yeah. Right, and you can clean that up,
but
it's gotta happen soon.
Idaho and Boise State.
Yeah. Well, Idaho went up with their backup quarterback and beat Wyoming
again. Wyoming,
expectations.
Wyoming is not the number 3
team in
the country.
You should not be sitting there going, "Yeah." And this is the thing is that Oregon has got to clean up all of the stuff that's just snake bitten them in the first 2 weeks.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that Oregon State can win this game.
No.
Like,
no.
If you're an Oregon fan, you should be, at bare minimum, mildly worried.
Yeah.
Mildly worried.
And that is the test for Dan Lanning and his staff moving forward, is cleaning up the little things that have become big things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the little things have become big issues for this team. But where the expectations were and what we have seen through the first 2 weeks, Lanning says it. Like, it's not up to our standard. And it's not up to, and that's their internal standard. It's not up to their internal standard. It's not up to the external standards either. Because there is this feeling that they should have run away with those first two games. There is this feeling that they should run away with the game against Oregon State, which, and you think about this with Vegas, they're still thinking like this is a two-score game against Oregon State. What we've seen through the first 2 weeks doesn't measure up to that. And Vegas isn't in the game of we're going to lose a lot of money by making this a two-score spread here, yeah. Right? They are in the business of making money on these things. And what they are seeing is, all right, they have talent. Are the things that are biting them correctable? I think they are. But we need to see the improvement from week two up to week three. Man, it didn't give people a lot of great feelings heading out of that one.
I would say that I believe the game, when the season schedule was announced, Oregon State was a 20-point line. I think it was 20.5. It's 16.5 now. And it's actually giving the Beavers, according to ESPN's analytics model, the Beavs have a 32% chance of winning.
Yeah.
That's not an insignificant number.
No. And look, Oregon State's offense
is simple and rudimentary, but
not very good. But Oregon needs to clean up their mistakes on the offensive end, because if you give a team a short field, if you have the breakdowns,
unforced turnovers,
then that is going to be something that rivalry games especially. And look, you don't think Oregon State's looking forward to this one?
Oh, that place is a zoo.
Not only is it a rivalry, there's a lot of Oregon State fans, though, that are on this, I'm not going to that game, we shouldn't even be playing it anymore, which is a weird take, because the people that are going to be there are going to be loud, and they're going to be angry.
And I mean, and if you get it, the get back here is legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, you left? You know what I mean? Like, there, it could be very real.
Yeah. But we're going to see some with Oregon State's defense has had Idaho State, and then they go out and they shut out San Diego State this past week with Danny O'Neill at quarterback. They're starting a true freshman down at San Diego State. But the offense, that was a 7-0 game for a large chunk of it. It was like
very rudimentary,
pulling teeth when you're looking
at it. Turns out when you lose your underclassman quarterback that was going to take over and your NFL caliber running back in the transfer portal and your wide receivers.
And
difficult to replace all of that.
Look, I say 2-0 is better than being 1-1, 0-2 right now and stubbing that toe. But we have seen teams, and look, I understand every single bit of pessimism that's coming out, but when you have correctable things and not these big glaring holes in your roster, you can improve over the course of a season, right? Think of Stanford. Remember when Stanford went and lost to Northwestern? And I think they played in the Pac-12 championship game that year.
Oh, God.
Right? You can get better over the course 100%. Of a season.
Who you are?
It has not been up to the expectations of fans, and as Lanning puts it, their standards as well.
Yeah, and I will say, typically,
and those standards are really high. Remember when they beat Portland State 81-7, and Lanning said it's not up to our standards last year? It's a really high standard internally. It's high standard externally as well.
And the thing is like it, you can get better.
Yeah,
but I will say, typically, teams that finished in the top four, they have maybe a game like this, not back to back games to start the season. And you can say injuries and offensive line, like you find a way around it where it doesn't look as dicey two weeks in a row.
Yep.
If it looks dicey again, even if they beat Oregon State, it's time to be afraid.
Yeah, I think the rotation on the offensive line
tightens up a little bit.
I think it does this week, and hopefully Matthew Bedford is back. Mm-hmm. Again, Gary Bryant Jr. was suited up. Didn't see him in much action. I don't think any. Bedford, again, was you know, close to return, as Dan Lanning said last week, and maybe you see him this week as well. All right, some of your thoughts on the Vancouver Ford text line. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, send me your feedback on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Let's see here. We've got... here's why you should worry, Duck fans. You were ranked number 3 in the country to start the season. You're a legitimate national title contender with a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback, one of the best NIL collectives in college football.
And you've squeaked out 2 wins against teams from Idaho.
Yeah. Hey.
Maybe the least productive NFL or football state west of the Mississippi. Not even arguably. It is.
I mean, Boise, and here's the thing about Boise. Are they good? I think they're good.
I mean,
I think they're good.
This is a team that gave up 44 points to Georgia Southern.
But again, this goes to expectations.
Yeah.
Expectations. And that, look, Georgia Southern whipped the ball all around the field, and Oregon came out and they just tried to run the ball down their throat. You know? I mean, that is it.
Yeah, Oregon fan, this is what comes with being a legitimate title contender.
Yeah.
Like
Oregon now 1-3 against them all time. Got that first win.
Yeah.
So
if you told me that Boise State was the team that got in as the group of 5, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's what a lot of people were projecting at the beginning of the
year.
They
have a legitimate Heisman candidate at running back.
Yeah. This text says, I'm being optimistic, but I think the Ducks are being conservative play calling. Hopefully they'll open it up more.
I don't know if they were being all that conservative in the second half of either game because they needed to win those games.
I think as far as install goes, we haven't seen the full bag of tricks yet. But yeah, they're trying to win football games. I mean, make no mistake about that. And I think a big turning point, the Trayshon Holden 59-yard touchdown came right after Alex Tubner, the Seaside native, got ejected for targeting. And that, they went at him and just went, nope, we're gonna pick on the backup who came in, mm-hmm. Trayshon Holden. Next thing you know, he and Tez Johnson are high-fiving on the way in the end zone.
What is Holden's 40? Is he a 4.3 guy?
No idea.
Because he looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah. They got some fast.
Like, I knew he was fast, but he looked different pulling away. Now, part of that's probably
4.48.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe part of that is
still really fast.
No, I know. But there's levels. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he looked like he had another gear. That probably has to do with it being Boise State and their back end not being what you would typically see in the Big Ten or SEC.
Yeah, he has speed, and football speed is different than 40 speed too.
Sure.
He did look fast.
On that play in particular, I stood up and went, damn.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those, like, he was in the end zone quick, fast, in a hurry.
And Genty lived up to the hype. Is this Texas, Genty may be the best in FBS? Yeah, he is really damn good, because it wasn't like the holes were gaping.
Oh.
He was running into dudes. He'll run through you, around you, over you. He does all of it.
I think you're probably, your three best running backs in the country are probably Genty, Gordon, and Martinez.
Quinshon Judkins at Ohio State is really good. Yeah. After seeing Michigan in their offensive line, I don't know.
Donovan Edwards
is going to be that much of a factor, but he's a really good running back.
But I mean, he's not going to have an opportunity because they're not good enough.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. He's had back-to-back games where I think he's had less than 8 carries.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and this Vancouver Ford Tech sign, as a Duck fan, I could not have handled another fluky loss to Boise State. Let's never play another team from the state of Idaho ever again.
I don't know if those first couple of games are fluky.
Well, 19-8 with Chip Kelly was a little, with the weirdness that happened in that one. And then
it was weird because the running back acted a fool and punched a guy after running for negative yards.
Well, that was after the game.
I know. But run for negative yards. It was after talking.
No, the flow of that game was bizarre. And then the first time was they lost two quarterbacks in 2008. The 2008 game, they lost two quarterbacks and had to burn the red shirt off of Darren Thomas.
Yeah.
And so they had to play their third quarterback. And then the third game was the 2017 Vegas Bowl where Willie Taggart left them.
And that one was weird.
They had...
But the game in Boise? No.
They had an offensive line. The game was weird. That game played out really,
I don't know, man.
Very bizarre.
I can't call weird they were bizarre really when somebody good. Manhandles somebody.
Okay. We'll go back to that, and you can go and look at that game again. Maybe you should rewatch it.
I'd love to rewatch running for negative yards against a team.
For the best rushing attack in college football, too. Like, that was, I would say that's an anomaly.
I don't call it fluky, though, when you manhandle somebody like that.
Yes, okay. Anyway, the 2017 game was the Willie Taggart leaves. He had guys opting out of the game.
Yeah, no, that's right. that was a weird time.
That was a weird, weird time. But they got over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Boise State gives Oregon problems, man.
I think you could just say Boise State gives everyone problems.
They're
just a good. Yeah. It is super weird that a football team in Boise, Idaho, is problematic to deal with.
Yeah,
I mean, ask Oklahoma about them. They probably don't like them either. When was the last time Oklahoma played Boise State?
Fiesta Bowl.
Was it that game?
Yeah, it was a Fiesta Bowl game.
Like, yikes. No, we're not putting them on the schedule.
Nope, we're out on this one.
They might have discovered a new one, though, in Houston.
Yeah, maybe. Watch out for them Houston Cougars.
I think you say Cougars in general. All right, coming up next, it's time for our worst day on the web, and there's a bit of a breaking news story that apparently only one person in the NFL is covering as it surrounds Deshaun Watson and his intrepid past. But first, here's Big Kahuna with the Sports Center Update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for today's worst day on the web.
with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Fitting that right now over Dusty's shoulder, I'm watching the highlights or lowlights of the Cowboys and Browns game as Deshaun Watson was absolutely horrid in a manner that is kind of befitting what the latest news is that's coming out of Deshaun Watson. Interestingly enough, none of the other newsbreakers in the NFL world, and I mean none of them, are covering what Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is reporting. It's a little bit interesting. One, Florio is a different duck.
He is wrong a lot.
He is, but with this, I don't think you can be wrong because it's both slander and libel if it's incorrect, because it is about a new potential lawsuit where Watson on Monday has allegedly been sued in Houston for sexual assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Okay, and this is not a new
incident,
but it is a new lawsuit.
It was a new incident, but it was not a part of the previous group of lawsuits.
I'm talking by a new incident. This happened in October of 2020.
And if you're wondering, statute of limitations, in most states, it is 2 years. In Texas, it is 5 years for one specific reason. The alleged sexual assault, which brings up a modicum of different issues for Deshaun Watson, the NFL, and everyone else involved.
Mm-hmm.
Why this is important on the NFL side is if this is found to be a sexual assault case, which is different from what was originally brought against him in the past.
And this is in civil court, not criminal
yes.
court.
This is a lawsuit dating, the incident took place on October 10th in 2020 in Texas. I'm not going to go through what allegedly transpired because it's sexual assault. It's nasty. Not something you enjoy talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But why it's important from a football sense, and I'm not trying to devalue this woman who's not named. She's a Jane Doe in the lawsuit. What this would enable is if he is found guilty or liable in this civil case, it would open up the NFL's conduct policy, which would enable the NFL to suspend Deshaun Watson and allow the Cleveland Browns to void and get out of his contract.
Well, and by all accounts, there were a lot of provisions put into his contract regarding these sorts of instances and lawsuits. So I'm sure that it's probably a little bit easier for Cleveland to get out of his deal. Even if he's not found guilty, if he is found in violation of the personal conduct policy, which doesn't mean you have to be found guilty of anything, if he's found is in violation of the personal conduct policy, they can suspend him and then get the ball rolling on this. The timing couldn't be worse for Deshaun Watson after the performance that he had, but this guy, I think we've all kind of agree on.
This would be case
scumbag
16, because there was 15 in the original lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
So
what Florio is reporting is that this is a lawsuit that has been filed.
Yes.
We'll see where it goes from there. And that may be why some of the newsbreakers aren't really on it quite yet, is because of the fact that this lawsuit is just being filed. And Tony Busby, the guy who is representing her, burnt a lot of those reporters on the first time around.
Because he's the same lawyer who was handling the case last time.
Yep.
So this is an interesting point considering where things are with the Browns and Watson, because they are a championship caliber roster outside of the quarterback.
Talented.
So.
Oh, boy. Well, Deshaun Watson, even when I watch them, I was sitting there just watching the Cowboys, and I'm like, I hope Dallas just absolutely dismantles them. Because, and that, I'm talking about the Cowboys.
I was gonna say, that's hard to say about the Cowboys.
I know, but I watch him play, and I'm just like, I don't like that guy.
No, I mean, he's a terrible human. But he's also, it sucks that he's a terrible human, because he was really fun to watch with Houston.
He was. He was fun to watch, and apparently not to be around ever.
Just awful guy.
Golly.
Well, you want to keep it in some college football, or you want to dive into the Tyreek Hill stuff?
We talked a little Hill. Let's stay in college football.
All right. We'll get into some college football, some news and notes around the top 25, and what went wrong for a couple different teams here on Danny and Dusty today in the Fan. Quick pivot. Unfortunately, one of the great actors of our time, James Earl Jones, has passed away at the age of 93 years old.
Oh, man. You think of James Earl Jones and how many just absolutely iconic roles that he has played.
It's the greatest villain of all time.
Darth Vader.
Enforcing Darth Vader. Side note, as it pertains to Darth Vader and James Earl Jones, have you ever seen the clips of the guy acting as Darth Vader? Because they didn't know the voice of Darth Vader when they first shot it.
Oh, really?
And it's a British guy. And there's behind-the-scenes cuts of them showing... like Darth Vader, like when they first gets on Princess Leia's ship in the very first Star Wars.
Interesting.
And he's like yelling with an English accent, and it sounds so awful. And George Lucas highlighted how we didn't know what it was. We just knew it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And then they heard James Earl Jones's voice and they went, that's Darth Vader.
That's him right there. But you think of, so he's Darth Vader, the voice of Darth Vader. You go to... he's also the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
You have Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You have...
Coming to America.
Sandlot, Coming to America. He, in every time that he would speak, it just made you feel comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was... The Field of Dreams speech is insane. Rust with the great turnaround here.
Ray, people will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it's money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers and sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
How great is that?
That's goosebumps, man.
Yeah.
That is a movie and a scene so iconic it's spawned in the real world. And you have MLB games at a site in Iowa at the actual Field of Dreams. Now, unfortunately, they didn't play those games there this year, but they could. Revisited again in 2025, or over the past 4 years, previous to this year, they were playing two games there in a series. But now the Field of Dreams is open all throughout through the summer months, where it hosts youth tournaments.
I don't care. I don't care about the health of the players. For that game, don't put a wall up. Give me just the actual corn. Just give me the actual corn. Yeah. Let Mike Trout just go and dive into a cornfield. I don't care.
I got literal goosebumps when the first time they went out there and they walked out of the out of the cornfields.
That was awesome.
That was like, oh.
Yeah. His roles, he's in 190 credits.
Good Lord.
That he has on IMDb. 190.
And he's got some iconic ones. Obviously, Field of Dreams. Obviously, Darth Vader. But what about Conan? Thulsa Doom?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Hunt for the Red October, James Greer.
Doctor Strangelove, yeah. He was in that as well.
Does iconic. That's what he did.
It was just absolutely, through the test of time, so many different genres as well, right? From kids' movies like The Lion King and Sandlot.
Mufasa.
To Field of Dreams, which is iconic sports cinema, to, I don't know, maybe the most popular movie franchise of all time in Star Wars. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
And again, he was a part of the original Clancy series as Admiral Greer, because he also did Patriot Games with Harrison Ford.
He makes me, like, there's two people that you want to, like, narrate your life. One's James Earl Jones. The other is Morgan Freeman. You know?
I mean, those two guys. Those are the two best voices, right?
I want the voice of either one of them for my GPS.
Yeah. Well, you can.
Can you?
Waze used to have Morgan Freeman. Yeah. He used to be the guy who would tell you directions to places.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That'd be pretty kick-ass.
I use Waze, and I didn't know that.
It was for a movie. I don't know what it was. I can't remember.
I want to bring that back.
He was in a movie, though, and it was like as part of the pub for that, where he'd be like, turn left. And you'd, okay.
Oh, that's right. How about the one commercial for T-Mobile or something with him mimicking how kids text and saying the phrase, totes my goats.
Yeah.
The most dramatic reading ever.
Because you wanted to hear his voice.
You wanted to hear James Earl Jones say totes my goats.
Yes. Yes.
I always wondered what it'd be like to have a voice like that. Like Morgan Freeman, like James Earl Jones, where everything you say.
Yeah.
Everything you say sounds cool.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. You can go back. Reddit has a thing on, in case anybody wants to get back the Waze Morgan Freeman directions, you can find it on Reddit. So they'll find a way to make sure you can have Morgan Freeman give you turn-by-turn directions.
Oh, I'm bringing that back.
All right. Yeah, you can still do it.
I very much want that to be a thing in my life.
Yeah, buddy.
So,
R.I.P. James Earl Jones. We always talk about people who are like, are they dead yet or not? James Earl Jones seemed like a guy who would always stay alive.
Yeah.
93, that's a good run.
Yeah, it is. It also makes me worry about Morgan Freeman.
It's a great run. Yeah, he's old too.
Morgan's old. 87.
Yeah.
Well, it's not long for him.
No. Well, you can always download the app and have him with you forever.
That's creepier when you say it that way.
All right. Well, sorry.
Wow.
Not the first person to call me creepy. Yeah. Wait, what?
Clint Eastwood, 94. Denzel, almost 70. Man, a lot of the big-time A-listers that were in their peaks when we were kids, they're getting old.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right, coming up next, we'll pivot back to college football. The rest of the top 25 they have a week. We'll get to that and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.